Good morning. Buenos días. Are you excited that you are back?
Together and celebrate. I believe that this service is super important because we serve a community and a tradition of worship that is totally different from 11 a.m., which is everything have a place in the kingdom of God. And we need to honor different ways, different traditions. And I believe that when we offer different ways and different traditions to worship God, we are better. God is a God of diversity. How many of you believe that? Hallelujah. Well, today we're going to continue with the sermon series on the book of Peter. But the message today is, let me see, what is the... I don't see the... Right here. So today, we continue working on the book of Peter, you know, how to become a blessing. So let's go to the scriptures together and see if we can read it together. So if you can find your Bible, 1 Peter 3:8. So today we'll cover 8 to 12, but for the sake of the reading, will be only a few verses. Good. Can you please stand up so we read the scriptures together, and then we're going to read the declaration of the prayer that we do together as a church. Okay, 1 Peter 3:8-9 for the sake of the reading today. Let's read it together. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with insult, on the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because this you were called to do. Peter, you are welcome here. Bless your presence. Here, you have our attention. Speak, and we will obey. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to perceive and our ears to hear the word of God. Should our pastor preach words of human wisdom based on his own opinion, we ask that you forgive him. Guard your hearts and minds, and protect us from false teachings. But should our pastor proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, the power, strengthen our faith so that we may not come home, but also live out your teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill this room with your presence. We ask that you bless us in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. So this is a powerful prayer that I believe that will continue to help us to have the right posture as we come to hear the word of God and to listen to the Bible. And as I was writing this sentence, should our pastor preach words of human wisdom based on his opinion? I believe that we all can be guilty of that, yes? So this is a way to protect you as you pray from anything I say that is based on human opinion, not based on the word of God. So now I'm going to shift to Alpha, and we're going to start Alpha. We're launching Alpha this weekend, this Sunday. Super excited about that opportunity. And I know you have questions. So we're going to have, for 2 Sundays, we're going to be connecting Alpha to the message so that if anyone asks you what Alpha is, you know, how this works, now you know. And then at 9:45, we're going to have small groups downstairs and other places around the church where people will come and continue the conversation in small groups. But let's dive into this. So we're going to watch like 3 little short videos, and then we're going to have some questions. Those questions will be listed in the screen, and then You read the questions as the video comes and have conversations among us. So if you are by yourself, find someone so you can talk a little bit about it, okay?
Having conversations about life, faith, and Jesus is hard. And this is interesting, because at some point, everyone wrestles with life's big questions. Questions about hope, purpose, meaning, and love. Imagine creating a space where people in our community, our friends, neighbors, and co-workers, can come and have conversations in a way that is authentic and unforced. Where leaders don't need to have all the answers, and anyone can ask tough questions and share honestly about what they believe. That's what Alpha is all about. Alpha started in a church in London years ago with a simple idea to engage friends who might not typically go to church. Lives were transformed, and it began to grow all over the world. Today, you can find Alpha in schools, coffee shops, church buildings, prisons, and homes. And so far, millions of people have experienced Alpha. So what is Alpha? Alpha is a series of interactive sessions exploring the basics of the Christian faith. In each session, you eat food, listen to a talk, and have discussions in small groups. Eating food together creates space for people to connect, relax, and build friendships. The talks tackle core questions about life and faith from a Christian perspective. And the discussion allows people to unpack these ideas without fear of being corrupted or judged. All of this is done in a fun environment where anyone is welcome. There are three main sets of talks you could use. The Alpha Film Series, Alpha with Nikki Gumbel, and the Alpha Youth Series. Each is designed with a different audience in mind and is typically run over 8 to 12 weeks, with a weekend away where there are opportunities to experience worship through music and moments of prayer. Alpha also comes with everything you need to empower others to be involved, like discussion guides and training videos for you and your team. And all the talks and tools are available online and can be downloaded for free. By running Alpha, you're creating a space where people can connect with each other and connect with God. Sign up, get started, run Alpha today.
Excellent. So that's a very short video, but very powerful. The whole idea here is, again, creating a space for people to have conversation, for us to experience God and ask questions about faith, especially for seekers or non-believers or those who have questions about God, but they are still looking for a place where they can share their thoughts without being judged by anyone, which we all need. So basically, you have these three elements. You have the food, and then you have the talk, and then you have the group discussions. So if you forget everything we say, remember these three elements of Alpha anytime, anywhere. It can happen in the church. It can happen at Starbucks. It can happen at school, universities. It's happening everywhere, even prisons, because it's basically you have these three elements, right? Food, and then you have the talk, which is the video, and then you have the discussions. The important thing about the video is that the video sets the teaching, position the teaching and the question. Therefore, those who are facilitating Alpha, we don't have Alpha leaders, we have facilitators. They just ask questions. They just redirect the question to the group. You don't have to, what we call co-teach, and trying to teach anything. You are just, the video sets the stage, and you just open the question for the people to explore this. So now let's go and see the questions. I don't know what. Let me see if we can see the questions. Good. Okay. So question number one, how can we provide people with a sense of safety and security as they share their most profound questions about life and God at St. John? So talk to your partner there and, you know, have these conversations about how can we provide people with a sense of safety. Again, when we talk about Alpha, remember this, as you move, you can So here is the thing. This ministry, the audience for this ministry is basically seekers, non-believers, okay? So that's the main focus, the main audience. Now, as a church, we're doing it together for St. John first, so that we all know what Alpha is, we answer the questions, we know what to expect, but most importantly, the challenge is for you and I to think about this process as a non-believer. So it will be a super important exercise for you and me to go to these meetings and not only think about your present maturity and how you love God and how you have grown all these years in Christ, but also move from there and think about, okay, if I am a non-believer and I'm hearing this for the first time, you know, how I will respond to this? What questions would I have? And also, if I'm coming into the church for the first time, how would I feel? So how can I, what can we do as St. John to make and create a space for people to feel welcome, that they can share anything and they can spend time together and come here and get excited? St. John is a loving church. How many of you believe that? Okay, so when I heard this, I went to the conference. I took part of the staff with us to the conference. I know that we can do this because one of the big pieces for this, the church has to be a welcoming church, or people will not ever give you a chance to sit down with you and feel safe and share their ideas and what they think. So question number one, how can we provide people with a sense of safety and security as they share their most profound questions about life and God at St. John? So have a conversation, you know, what can we do as a church or as a person, as individual, how can we create this space and create this sense of safety? Let's spend 2 or 3 minutes thinking about that. Yes, please, yes. You know, again, remember that coming to church is intimidating, right? So how can we do? You know, what can we do to make this easier for people? Good? Are we ready? Excellent. So that's the whole idea. How can we become basically super host, right? We have to become super host. People come in, we love them, we help them feel comfortable, and they can share anything. Even if they say, I don't believe that Jesus was alive or he existed, you are fine. Don't jump and trying to correct the person. It's okay. You just open the question for everybody else. Okay, who else? You know, if he thinks or she thinks Jesus never existed. What about you? What about the group? Right? So in that way, people can feel comfortable that no one will try to correct them or try to fix them. We are here to have conversation. Why? Because we trust the Holy Spirit. As we invite the Holy Spirit to come in, we know that the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us. How many of you believe that? And he's the one who teaches us. That's what Jesus said. And he's the one who is here to lead us to the Father and create that desire. So we're going to trust the Holy Spirit. In other words, Alpha is a ministry of surrender. You cannot fix people. You cannot control the outcome. You just create the space for the Holy Spirit to move and touch people. So it's really hard because we, as human beings, you know, this idea of making people believe things or just control the outcome of the meeting or the conversation or impose our opinions is in us. So we all need to, before Alpha, pray and surrender and ask God to help you and me to delegate this back, give the mission back to the Holy Spirit because he's the one who can do it. And then you ask questions, create the space, and things will happen. So we believe that as they come back every week, the Holy Spirit will be working with this person week by week, week by week. The work will be done. But we're not going also to chase people. Like every time you invite a person, you only have to say to this person, hey, I invite you to Alpha. It's this opportunity to explore faith, to explore questions about God. And you have to only come once. If you don't like it, don't come back again. Just give it a try. Do it once. If the person comes, hallelujah. If she or he doesn't return, it's fine. You're not going to be chasing the person. Where are you? It's Alpha. No. We're going to trust whom? The Holy Spirit. Say it with me. We're going to trust whom? Exactly. Right? Because most people, you know, some people will come once, but that doesn't mean that they will not return later. There's always a space for things, right? For things to happen. And people who are going through Alpha, they can become later part of the team and help to launch another group. So there is opportunity to do this around the year. Now, let's go to the second video, which is now a testimony. So we want to hear about people who are doing it, so you are encouraged and you have this passion and this inspiration and see how Alpha is transforming life around the nation and beyond.
When we got here, everything was a mess for us. I started suffering a lot of depression. I thought a lot of taking my life. I leave my family for a couple more. I started drinking a lot of pills. I remember it was 22 pills per day. Suffering more than 10 panic attacks per day. Everybody in my family was falling apart. My daughter, my son, my wife. The family was a mess.
My parents coming here, it actually felt quite difficult because it almost like the roles shifted. They didn't know the language, they were immigrants. I was in a very unhealthy place myself, and then I had to kind of step up and be almost like their mom. Through that, also seeing my dad go from being my hero to being a broken person, and he would say things like, I hate you guys, I don't want to be with you.
A friend of mine, he invited me to the church. At that point, I didn't go to any church. I didn't believe in God. I just was like lost. And I went to the church on Sunday and hear about Alpha. And this friend invited me to Alpha the following Monday. And we came to Alpha together. It was a fantastic experience. And when I came to Alpha, everything changed.
I've been doing this thing called Alpha, and I thought, like, that's crazy. Like, my dad is doing something at a church. I couldn't deny the fact that my dad had changed so radically. I remember when he asked me to come to Alpha, he said, you'll meet people that will be healthy and good for you. And when he said that, I kind of thought, yeah, that's what I need. I need good friends. I need healthy friends. The first night, I just remember being like, they're all overly friendly, but they're so good. Like, if this is true, like, I'm never leaving this place. During the last talk, I just remember saying like, okay, God, I have all this stuff that I'm doing. I just want you to take it all away. I don't want it anymore. I just want to follow you. I just want to do everything I can to please you and to bring people to know you. And I just felt this strength that I never had before to quit drinking. And then shortly after, the day after, I stopped smoking. And the weekend after, I got baptized.
I knew that feeling, and I was so happy because she got it. She got the idea. She was incredibly happy. It's the happiness that you're never gonna see before.
I am super thankful that you invited me to offer that. Thank you. It changed my life. Like it changed everything for me. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So again, it's an opportunity for transformation, for change, especially for our families, right? It's an opportunity to invite our families to come for a season, to come for 11 weeks, but you don't say, this is an 11-week ministry or 11-week program. You just invite them to come. How many times? Once, right? And as we answer the second question, which is super important, because as you saw during this testimony, personal transformation is key. So people believe you, people give you a chance when they see that you have been transformed. So the question here is, how can my personal transformation be so significant that my family and friends would feel compelled to attend Alpha, right? In other words, if my life is transformed, if I'm on fire, if I'm happy, if I'm exhibiting all this stuff that the world is so hungry for, peace, joy, people will want that. People will want that. So let's spend, you know, 2 or 3 minutes with second question. How can my personal transformation be so significant that my family and friends would feel compelled to attend Alpha? Share, please. Okay, are we ready? We're good? Ready? Good? Okay. Okay, so again, the best way to reach our family and friends is allowing the Holy Spirit to transform us, because they know us. And when they see the change, it's super palpable to them. Now they want what you have, what I have. The world is hungry for transformation. People want to experience this freedom from anxiety and frustration and anger and hate, all of that. People want peace. So if we can exhibit that through the Holy Spirit, people will want that. Because at the end of the day, we know that we cannot make a commitment from this day forward to be loving, to have peace, to be joyful. The only commitment we can make is to God and ask God, the Holy Spirit, to flow through us. And instead of us trying to be loving, allowing the Holy Spirit to pour out his love through you and give a love that you don't have. Does that make sense? If you are looking and seeking for patience, don't try to be patient. You will fail. It's a time to ask the Holy Spirit to flow through you and exhibit the fruit of patience that he has. And then now you are going to experience that you are being effective as you share the gospel. So every time we try to live out the gospel powered by our will, we fail. So we have to really surrender and allow God and allow Christ to live his life through us. Then we're going to be effective. And that's the big shift that I've been sharing with you for the last 3 weeks, that we are called to receive the whole gospel. And the whole gospel is Christ died for me on the cross, and I'm going to receive his forgiveness. That's the penalty of sin. Now my sins are forgiven. That's the penalty of sin. But then the second part of the gospel is that Christ not only wants to give me his forgiveness, he wants to give me his life. And he wants to live his life through me, because I'm dead. I'm crucified with him. And as I do that, now I'm dealing with the power of sin. Now the sin has no power over me because I'm crucified. And the life I now live, I live in the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. And as a church, we fail with the second part. We love the penitence and the forgiveness, but we need to move to the second part of the gospel, which is surrender. Does that make sense? Surrender and allow the Holy Spirit and allow Christ to flow freely through you. And as we do that, that's what Alpha is all about, this surrender, this posture, allowing God to show us the complete gospel and help us to understand that the only way to reach the world is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the third video. And here, and you know, be inspired by this testimony. It's a church like St. John who's doing this, and I hope that you can be inspired by this.
Chatting and sharing deep thoughts on all different topics over a delicious warm meal. But that's ultimately what Alpha is.
My name is Ben Diamond. I've been in the city for about 6 years. I grew up nominally secular Jewish, but didn't care about any of it. And before doing Alpha, I would have considered myself philosophically sympathetic to Christianity. If you believed it, your life would probably be better. I just didn't think that it was really true.
My name is Steph. I am from Manchester in England. I've lived in the US now, specifically in New York, for 5 years. I have had some probably really derogatory beliefs about Christianity and how not intellectual I found it. I've probably bounced around the atheist, the agnostic spectrum for quite some time.
Alpha is a dinner discussion series for people that are seekers, agnostic, atheist, or people even that were maybe grew up in the church but got hurt by the church and haven't been back in a long time. Who's walking into that room are really brave people who are willing to walk into a dinner party with other strangers, which is, in essence, the core of what New York City is. A bunch of strangers that showed up to a city to commune with other people. It's the safest space I've ever been in for people to really share, and space is made for a God that's external to them to reach them.
My approach was never, should I just decide to leave because it would make my life better? It was, is this actually true? I found Alpha through a friend actually years ago, and there was a leak about the historical facts. What is the evidence for, say, the resurrection? And I started approaching this as something that might have actually happened and is completely real as could be. And around this time, though I didn't make the connection till later, my life basically started completely changing. Like, that anxiety I had constantly before, like, where did that go?
The thing I experienced most was just kindness. People were genuinely thrilled to have me in the room and be part of the discussion. The other thing that really surprised me about Alpha was the level of intellectual conversation. And over time, you know, you go through these sessions and with my own research, it just kind of came to the point where I could no longer deny what I was now believing.
The more I looked into this, the more I became convinced that based on all the evidence I can see, it seems pretty convincing that this is actually true.
In the midst of Alpha, there is a weekend away, and you take time to journal and think about what you've experienced on Alpha. Now, one of the things I've really struggled with throughout this journey is, why would I deserve this gift of being loved by God? And it hit me at that moment that I was loved, and that it didn't matter what I did, there was no transaction, there was no condition, it just was. And I remember looking around the room and thinking, like, I know none of these people well, but I've never felt more safe, more loved, and more secure.
I've seen guests healed in Alpha. I've seen generational pain broken on families.
I'm glad my friend Sarah sent me to Alpha, because if this is what God can do in 12 weeks, like, what's he gonna do in the next year?
You can either talk about these issues in a completely open, non-judging way, or not, right? But there's very little to lose. I'm really grateful to the Alpha leaders, including and especially Joel, for changing my life.
Excellent, excellent. Again, a God that is external to them, we create the space for this God to become an experience for people who are coming, as we allow them to talk about it and share their thoughts in a safe environment. Question number three, how can we create a safe environment for our family to experience God's transformative power through Alpha? So this is more about creating the environment, right? Creating the mind a safe place. Share. It's time for you to share. Share for a few minutes, 1-2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. That's good. Excellent. Are we ready? Yes? Of course, you can continue. We're going to continue the conversation at 9:45 in small groups. But this is just the beginning, just to spark your mind and help us to start thinking about this. Let me give you final instructions before Stephen comes for sharing some live announcements. But just the idea that we need prayer. Without prayer, it's impossible to create any safe environment, because the Holy Spirit is the one who creates the atmosphere for us and for the people who are, coming to experience that. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Write down the names of three people you would like to explore faith. Set an alarm for 12 p.m. as a reminder to, or 12 a.m. if you want to do 12 a.m., that's fine. Set an alarm for 12 p.m. as a reminder to pray for your three people and for your city for the next 21 days, and then be open and expectant to see how God might use you. Now, remember, we're doing this for the congregation. We're not inviting anyone from outside right now intentionally, but if people come, they are welcome. When we talk about three people, think about St. John, St. Johners, people that you know have been here, people that you know are here, that will be so awesome for them to have this revival, this opportunity to re-examine your faith, which Jesus is always asking us about. That in 1 Peter 3:15, he says that we are called to worship Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives. And therefore, we need to be ready. If anyone asks us about the hope that we share, the hope of our faith, we need to be ready to explain it and to articulate it. So this will be super helpful for you, even though you are a believer, and even though you know God, it will help. It will be super helpful for you to go through this ministry together. Stephen?
Some quick live announcements for you, but before I get into those, are you guys excited about Alpha? Oh, are you excited about Alpha? I'm excited about Alpha. I think God is going to do a crazy, amazing thing at St. John and in our community through this, and I'm just excited and anticipating what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Real quick, after the service today at 9:45 right here in the sanctuary, we're all going to meet. We're going to kind of start getting into those groups and then have more in-depth things for Alpha afterwards. For those who cannot attend in person, you know, we have our worship band that will be practicing, our children's ministry workers. We have an online version for them, or, you know, for our homebound or things like that. So we have an option there. But we want as many people here and in person and ready to go and to experience that together. Save the date for the Fall Festival, October 12th, and we're going to have more details for that. But put that on the calendar. We want you to be here, experience that, welcome the community in, have a great time. I also want to thank you for the great response that we had to the homecoming offering for the Bread of Life food pantry. 142 pounds. Of canned food was brought in for them. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But don't forget that we're continuing to support the Bread of Life food pantry the rest of the month. So you can bring in single packaged oatmeal. It's a whole lot easier for them to give that away than the big canister. So single package, individually packaged oatmeal. And then finally, registration for upward basketball and cheerleading opens on September 29th. That's coming up. And if you know of any kids, grandkids, anyone who wants to be a part of what, we'd love to have them here and would love for them to go to the app or to the website to register and sign up for that absolutely fantastic ministry. If you have not seen, come and been a part of what Albert is doing, I encourage you, come on a Saturday, any night of the week, basically, they're here. And it's just a wonderful time to see these kids learning and growing, not just in their skill of basketball, but also in their faith. So come and just interact with the community. It's a great time. With that, I ask the ushers to come forward as we have a time of offering, and then we'll finish our service.
Singing, "Come Sinners to the Gospel Feast." That is in the hymnal number 616.
Thank you.
May the God of peace empower you to live in harmony, to speak life, and to bless others as you have been blessed. Go and be a blessing. Amen.